B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's White Snake. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. It's 8:36. Hey, just a quick reminder. I'll tell you exactly when to listen for Skinner tickets coming up. But first, hey, before we go anywhere, LBF on vacation next week. So is Brian. You got to do the laundry before you go.
I do.
Okay.
I have to do it here, yeah. And I have to go home and do it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So hey, I'm going to tell you where you can go to star in.
Yes.
In a biopic about Whitney Houston. But before I get to that, let's talk about Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. Now, they first created a screenplay and won an Oscar for it for Good Will Hunting. That was back in the day. Well, they're back together writing, and they wrote the script for this new movie called The Last Duel. I just saw the trailer. It's about a medieval French situation that goes on, and it's the last duel, obviously, in France. It's pretty violent. But the story behind it is pretty excellent, and it stars Adam Driver and Matt and Ben, and it looks good. But Ben and Matt had a good time writing. They had an actual decent time writing. This is what Matt said.
Back in the day, we didn't have deadlines because nobody cared what we were doing. Now it's a little more structured, right? Like, let's write from 10 to 2, you know, because we can drop the kids off and then we can pick the kids up. You know, we can kind of build it around. We actually have lives now, which is nice.
Right.
Finally, I think we'll write a lot more in the future just because it didn't turn out to be as time consuming as we thought. It was actually a lot of fun.
Isn't that nice that they've been friends all these years?
I like it.
It's like that's their, you know what? That's Ben's real relationship.
You know what?
He's still looking for the love of his life, but really the love of his life is Matt Damon.
Matt's been there for him the whole time.
Yeah.
Right? Thick and thin.
They're the celebrity couple we should all aspire to be.
Yeah.
That's the bromance that never ends.
It's an inspiring friendship.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yep. Thelma and Louise, Matt and Ben. Hope it ends better. Also, want to mention that Ben Affleck and J-Lo made it Instagram official because they showed up on Leah Remini's Instagram feed, the two of them at a party. So, you know, it's not official until it's Insta official. And finally, Whitney Houston biopic is going to be filming in Boston and in Quincy. And apparently they need a lot of extras. Boston casting is throwing out the net, and it's going to start in early August. And they're looking for, like, boys, girls, 10, you know, 6 to 14, actors 18 to 60. Looks fun.
Just go to Boston Casting, is that?
Yep. Angela Perry.
That's
She's
good.
Amazing.
And there is a movie opening this weekend. We haven't talked a lot about movies, but that M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else did M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong do?
You know, Sixth Sense and all that.
Yeah.
And then every other movie was terrible.
But this one sounds good. Creepy good. It's called Old.
I don't like the sound of that.
Yeah, but isn't the premise...
It's a horror movie.
People go to it.
Yeah.
I'm getting old.
It's just a bunch of people who
hurts when I get
wake
up
in the morning, scream into the mirror.
Oh, don't worry. You're just suffering from OLD.
Yes.
Wow.
The premise is weird.
Yeah.
They go to an island and they're on a beach and
they
realize that they're rapidly aging.
Premature aging. And that sounds
like
good.
1 year.
Sounds like reality.
Every half hour is a year.
Yeah.
And the beach won't let them
leave. Sounds like last year.
Aren't you going to the beach, LBF, this week?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Not really.
No.
I don't really do the beach. Like, I do a little bit of it.
Okay.
I don't want to get old either.
Only private beaches with waiters.
Those are fun. I'm not going to say they're not.
Who would?
Another drinky poo?
Yes, please.
Did you break into a beach last year?
I broke into a beach last year. So this year, I wonder if I can break into another one.
Oh, great.
I'm going to try.
Please tell us. Okay. Lynyrd Skynyrd tickets. Let's narrow it down. 9:20 to 9:30. We'll give you that cue to call. And when you hear it, you just want to be lucky. Caller number 10 at 888-410-1057. Lynyrd Skynyrd at Xfinity Center. That is coming up September 23rd. You can win your tickets because what is it? It's a free ticket.
Frenzy!
That's right. It's frenzy. We're going to chum the waters.
Here we are.
9:20. Be listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.